This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Much going on in the world of baseball. If you're just joining us, the Cleveland Indians will officially be the Cleveland Guardians next year. They announced this morning their name change, and we had a trade just in the last few minutes. The Mets picking up left-hander Rich Hill from the Tampa Rays in exchange for Tommy Hunter and a double-A pitcher. Hill, 3.87 ERA this year, over 19 starts. Chris Carlin in for Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, and that is where we go right now to welcome in ESPN Major League Baseball analyst Eduardo Perez. He will be on the call this Sunday night for the Brewers and the White Sox on ESPN. Eduardo, it's Chris Carlin. Appreciate a few minutes. And I guess first I wanted to get your reaction to the Indians officially making the name change as of next season to the Guardians.
Yeah, good afternoon to you guys. And you know what? It's actually, it surprised me a little bit. We knew the news was going to come out here Friday, but I just did not know. I wanted to see what the font was going to be like, what the name was going to be. A lot of people wanted the Spiders, but, you know, you understand with the bridge and everything, they decided to go with the Guardians. And I think it'll grow on the new generation of Guardian fans. Again, Cleveland fans and their families, they have to embrace it so the kids can continue the tradition of what Cleveland baseball has meant to that area.
And at the same time, the bigger issue, of course, being you have made a change that has needed to be made for several years at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's something that no doubt the fan base and people understood what it meant in the past, and looking forward to us as citizens getting more educated and understanding how it was. And let's face it, I played for the Cleveland Indians in 2006. So I understand dearly what the fans, the fan base was going through there. So well done by the organization. They took their time being able to pick a name out. And the presentation this morning on the video was pretty cool.
ESPN analyst for Major League Baseball, Eduardo Perez, joining us via the Goodyear Hotline. All right, Yankees-Red Sox last night. You know, Eduardo, it's funny. You watch the Yankees over the last week, and it's almost as if they were reinventing themselves, becoming a team that was hitting and running. They were stealing bases because they've brought up some different players out of necessity that had those skill sets, and they had won 9 out of 12, yet they go into Boston last night and start it in a rough way. Your take on the Yankees right now and what they are?
Yeah, well, they you know what? They played well until the end. And I felt really bad for Brooks Krzyzewski yesterday, who ended up throwing so many wild pitches. And it was just, it was unfortunate. Rob Brantley, who's really not that much of a defensive catcher behind the plate, I had him when I was a coach with the Marlins. So I understand that point of view. But a lot of pitches in the dirt that he just could not deaden it, and the Red Sox took advantage of it. You know, they battled, the Yankees have, and they've gone out and they've been able to contend with guys like Greg Allen, who's really played well, Esteban Florial, who's been playing center field now, Tyler Wade, you have him at third base, until Urshela, until Judge come back, and Higashioka, they're missing him dearly also as well with the COVID-19 protocol. So you're missing guys that you normally you would have in there, and they continue to go out there and battle. You know, it's unfortunate. They had Trey Amberge, who was called up, and then all of a sudden he goes down with a hamstring injury. Luke Voit's been out with knee inflammation. So many things are happening right now for the Yankees, and for them to still be battling against top-notch teams and taking them into extra innings, it's disappointing if you're a Yankee fan, but at the same time, you have to applaud those guys that have that are putting on the pinstripes right now and are trying to, you know, to keep them afloat.
Eduardo, are the Yankees a good team when they're healthy? Because we've seen them this year, And there have been times where it seems like they're just waiting for the three-run home run, and it hasn't come nearly enough this season.
It reminds you a lot of a basketball team that leans a lot on the three-pointer, right? All the time. And that's what the Yankees have been. The Yankees came into the season not really being a speedy team. They came in showing the power, just like pitching. It's been a power pitching type thing, type league. And still the crafty guys are still getting outs. They're still going deep into games. The Yankees right now, it's frustrating to the fans. But what I've seen, at least in the last, let's say, 10 games, is because there's a little bit more youth, more athleticism, more speed. They're going first or third better than they were earlier on in the year. They are stealing bases. They are tagging up on opportunities where they weren't before. You have to worry a lot about their leg injuries, about their stamina. We're about to find out. You know, Aaron Boone has said that Giancarlo Stanton most likely will be playing left field. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. So all these things that we are finding out about the Yankees is what we already knew. They are a power team that leans a lot on the home runs. And if you look at the past, that's how they scored most of the percentage of home runs in the past few years.
Eduardo Perez, ESPN MLB analyst, joining us here on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Chris Carlin in for the fellas today. Mets just made a trade. They get Rich Hill, who has been healthy this year, and he's the classic case of, you know, Eduardo, when he's on the field, he can help you, and they got him for a relatively low price. Your impression of the Mets right now and what they actually else may need coming up to the deadline?
Well, if you look at, they desperately needed pitching. You know, having DeGrom out and for the foreseeable future, that hurts them in a major way. Right now, they have Taijuan Walker, Marcus Stroman, who's done really well. They got Tanner McGill, who's in that rotation right now, and he will be going today. But then you got Rich Hill, that they're anticipating him throwing on Monday against the Braves. They wanted a lefty. They knew they needed an arm. They're desperate for starting pitching. And I just thought it was interesting that it was the Tampa Bay Rays, the team that they went and made a deal with. And again, the Rays, even though they're in contention, even though Rich Hill has done a really good job for them, and they ended up just getting Nelson Cruz yesterday, they trade away one of their effective guys that can, you know, with experience. Instead, the Tampa Bay Rays, they'll have Yarbrough. They got McClanahan. They got Waka. They got Patino. They got Fleming. So they feel that with that youth, they can stay afloat and they can contend in that American League East. In the meantime, the Mets plucked away a veteran guy that they're hoping a left-handed pitcher would do well against that division where you have a lot of left-handed hitting stars.
Eduardo, with DeGrom, you've been around this game a long time. You have a pitcher that has had to leave a couple of starts. He's been on the IL twice, yet they find nothing when it comes to the MRIs. He has thrown over 200 pitches this year, over 100 miles per hour. He is one of the great shows in the game. But when all of that is the case, how much of that scares you that maybe his body is trying to tell him something here?
It scares me. It really does. But at the same time, you look at the fundamental, how fundamentally sound he is on the mound, his delivery, how smooth it is. It's effortless, and then it just pops out of his hand. You know, he's got that forearm tightness right now, and that's usually sometimes a precursor indicator to something maybe with the ligament, and you hope not. He's had side issues. He's had shoulder issues. And, you know, now with the forearm tightness, you always wonder, is the body indicating that something else might go? One thing we can and we do know is that Jacob DeGrom, every time he feels something, he will let his coaches know. He understands how valuable and how important he is to the team. And I'm just hoping that this time the Mets took a step back and they're like, okay, let's be realistic here. Because last year was just a 60-game season. I said this all along. The durability of these pitchers now in the month of the rest of the month of July, August, September, after not having thrown that many innings the year before, we're in uncharted territory right now with a lot of pitchers where usually if they only throw for a 60-game period and you do the math, maybe 13 starts, you're probably not wanting them to go more than 16 to 17 starts the next year. Yet, because of what we had last year, we're asking pitchers to do a lot more than what they have. And that's the scary part, especially with a lot of investments that are out there with organizations with their arms.
Wow, great point. Great point. Eduardo Perez joining us right now. He'll have the call on Sunday Night Baseball on TV, the Brewers and the White Sox. Is there anybody that outside of the Brewers and the three teams in the National League West that can truly contend to win the pennant?
You got to be careful. You got to be careful with a team that's not even in, that's not even up there right now. And that's the Washington Nationals. They're five games under
really?
500. They're 45-50. Whenever you have a team that has already done it in the past, that has a manager that understands, look, we did it. We won the World Series, and we were almost in this situation. When you still have a Max Scherzer on your roster, and you haven't traded him, you still have him on your roster. You got a Juan Soto on your roster. You got Schwarber, who's coming back, who was really swinging the bat before his hamstring before he went down with a hamstring issue. Josh Bell can carry a team as well, and he's got 14 home runs. That's the team that, to me, for some reason, I'm always looking back wondering, will they have a run down the stretch? That's just it's just one of those things that you look at because they've been there, they've done it. Obviously, they're a little bit older. But at the same time, they have Juan Soto on the roster. When they have a guy like that on the roster, I listen. He's like E.F. Hutton.
Hey, Eduardo, as the deadline approaches, what's the name that's going to end up making the biggest difference for a team that you feel like is going to get moved?
Chris Bryant. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because he fits any team. So it all depends now on the Cubs being able to get the best out of Chris Bryant. And if you need a third baseman, Chris Bryant fits. If you need a first baseman, Chris Bryant fits. If you need an outfielder, he also fits. And he's a middle-of-the-lineup guy, and he's proven this year that he's healthy with his shoulder. They shut him down for a couple days because of the hamstring, not that he's just a little soreness, a little mileage. But that's because he's done a lot more than what people have, he's done a lot more than any other player in the game. He's played different positions. And to me, he's a guy that can make a difference in any lineup.
It's outstanding stuff, Eduardo. We appreciate it. Looking forward to Sunday night. White Sox and Brewers, two great teams. Enjoy the call.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Eduardo Perez. Of ESPN MLB analyst, of course, and he will be on the call Sunday night bringing us the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. This is Barton Hahn coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Chris Carlin in for the fellas today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. That was your MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money, progress being made. Listen. With trades made today, I want to get your calls in at 888-729-3776, 888-729-3776, 888-729-ESPN. The Mets making a trade today, the Rays making a trade yesterday. The Rays making an absolutely brilliant move in picking up Nelson Cruz. And if you haven't looked at what Nelson Cruz is doing at age 41, it's remarkable. He's got 19 homers, he's got 15 runs batted in, and he's got an OPS over 900. And for his career in the postseason, Nelson Cruz in 46 games has an OPS over 1. This is still a dynamic force at the plate who can help immensely, and that is a brilliant move from a team that does not spend a lot of money. And I have to tell you, with that in mind, They brought in Cruz and did not give up big-time prospects, which means they likely picked up the majority of the $5.3 million that Cruz is owed for the rest of the year. So when they turn around today and trade away Rich Hill and they do it for minimal prospects, the Mets seemingly would be picking up the rest of Rich Hill's salary for this season. And the Rays are remarkable. Just the way they continue to do things like that, the way they continue to frame their organization according to their plan, according to their finances, and really get the most out of what they have to work with and position themselves where they can make a move when it's necessary to help their team and at the same time turn around the next day and actually make up for the finances of that move. The Mets move to pick up Rich Hill, though, I think is a fantastic one. 888-729-3776. Your thoughts on the Mets move today to pick up Hill and also on the Rays picking up Nelson Cruz yesterday and on the name change for the Indians. Let's go to Colby in Pennsylvania up first today on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Colby, what's up?
First of all, long-time listener, thanks for taking my call. Lifelong Mets fan, I'm 57 years old, and I am down with the Rich Hill move. We only got one more, and that's Bryant from the Cubs. If we can pluck him from Chicago, I think we got the roster to put us over the top. What do you think?
Do you think at this point, Colby, the way the Mets are hitting, that that truly is a big need right now?
Well, see, I'm concerned with Lindor. He had just started hitting. He had just started hitting, and he got injured. And I don't know. I don't know. The way he plays with that so-called reckless abandon, that always hangs in the back of my mind. But you can never go wrong with a big bat in the middle of the lineup.
Listen, appreciate the call. The thing I would say about it, Colby, is that you are putting yourself in a tricky spot when you bring in Chris Bryant for whatever the prospects are. If you're giving away a couple of good ones and you're bringing him in, the good thing about him is he's got versatility. He can play any of the outfield spots. He can play first base. He can play third base. But if everybody's healthy, you actually don't really need that versatility. You're going to play Dom Smith in left. You're going to play Nimmo in center. You're going to play Conforto in right. And I guess my biggest question is right now, is Bryant at this point that big of an upgrade over J.D. Davis? I think he's an upgrade. I don't know that he is a massive upgrade over J.D. Davis. And so handing over prospects for Bryant or even one high-level guy, man, I'd be careful. If I had a chance to go get Kimbrel, that's a different story. That's a completely different story. And if I have Kimbrel and I can put Diaz in the eighth inning with the rest of the bullpen, with Trevor May, with Lugo, with Aaron Loop, the Mets are going to be very, very tough. And I actually, you know, honestly did not believe that the Mets were fully worth investing in if you were going to go make a big splash yet. But this kind of move today with Rich Hill, brilliant for them. Paul in Virginia is up next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Paul, what's going on?
So in regards to the memo that came out from the NFL, do you think that NBC and everybody could sue? And if they did sue, are they suing the league, the owners, or the individual person that caused the outbreak?
Could sue if NBC lost a game,
in other words?
Yeah. First of all, I don't think the league, I don't think NBC would sue them. I am sure that given what's happened over the last year, that there is some sort of language in the contract that would either be, let's call it a make good for a lost game, or there would be some sort of a financial acquiescence. The NFL is so powerful that TV networks want that programming so badly, they might be willing to just swallow it if that's the case. It's a killer. And if you look back at last year, I don't think after NBC lost the Steelers and the Ravens on the Thursday night of Thanksgiving night, with all that Black Friday advertising, and that game ends up getting played the next week on a Wednesday afternoon at 3:30. And my guess is that the league probably did not have to give money back to NBC. I don't know that for certain, but call it an educated guess. Boy, I mean, you would think that in contracts moving forward, there would be something built in that would make that work. The last thing that any of the television networks wants to do is sue the NFL, the most valuable property in all of television, period. Period. Chris Carlin in for Barton Hahn. In moments, we will have audio files. How exactly is the COVID-19 news going over with Ezekiel Elliott? We will hear from him and a historic night up in Boston. I never thought I would see Ricky Vaughn in pinstripes, but it turns out we did. That all in moments right after we tell you about our friends from Credit Karma. Now, who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. And when you make a purchase between now and July 23rd, you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win $1 million. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and have the chance to start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma, sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Fucking food during the break. I'm hungry now. What a shock. 800-919-3776. Force of habit for my friends in New York. 888-729-3776. Chris Carlin in for Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We'll take calls on the trades that have happened in baseball and the COVID rules now that have been imposed by the NFL. 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Right now, it is time for audio files.
The audio file. The audio file.
Rough night up in Boston for the Yankees. Had a 3-1 lead. Got away from them. 3-3, a double by Kiki Hernandez to score two runs late. And then the Red Sox able to put it away because Brooks Kreisky could not find the plate with a GPS.
The pitch. To the backstop, and Bogart's over to third. This is totally insane. The fourth wild pitch of the inning. They've all been on splitters. And Brooks Krisky is gift wrapping this ball game for the Red Sox.
That's exactly what he did. And the Red Sox end up winning it in extra innings in that opener of a four-game series against the Yankees. A big one for the Yankees in their season. But now you're in a position, if you're the Yankees, with Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight. And it's a game that you absolutely have to have. Whereas last night you can deal with a loss. And it came in some bizarre circumstances, certainly. But to have that situation unfold on a night like tonight, to lose a game against the Red Sox on a night like tonight with Gerrit Cole on the mound, that could really start to wrap up the Yankees' 2021 season. It's amazing. We were talking to Tim Kurchin yesterday. The idea that you can have GMs that say, if we win tonight, we're going to be buyers at the deadline. If we lose tonight, we're going to be sellers at the deadline. That can happen over the next week and over the next few days for the Yankees up in Boston and certainly early in Tampa next week. That is very much on the table, especially when Tampa just went out and got Nelson Cruz. Bucks celebrating their championship yesterday with the parade in Milwaukee. And as always, great quotes come out of championship parades like this from P.J. Tucker.
Man, we got dogs. Like, they just ain't, like, we, like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs!
Yeah, I think they got dogs. In other words, tough players. And look, all credit to the Milwaukee Bucks for winning this championship. In a year where some bizarre things happened, and in a year where they got to see a lot of what their character was going to be after last year and bringing in players like Drew Holiday and bringing in P.J. Tucker, who is a dog, a guy who gets after it. Congrats to the Bucks, enjoying that championship. At 9-1 next year, just based on health, third favorite in the league, I might put a couple of bucks down. At 9-1, when I don't know if the Lakers can stay healthy or the Nets either, the two favorites, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Then there's Ezekiel Elliott, who found out yesterday about the NFL's new COVID rules when Ed Werder asked him about it.
If unvaccinated players create an outbreak, a team could be forced to forfeit. And if that happens, players from both teams will miss their game checks.
You said game check?
Yeah. I mean, you just told me something new, but like I said, it's everyone's body. You got to respect that. You can't just, I mean, a check is only monetary. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can't put a price on someone's health or, you know, what they think will make them feel good or not make them feel good. So, I mean, that's, like I said, you kind of walk on the tight line.
There's a couple things in there. First of all, it got his attention right away when he found out it was about game checks. And if you haven't heard, the NFL put out a memo yesterday saying that teams could have to forfeit games if their players are unvaccinated and cause an outbreak inside the team and a game cannot be rescheduled. And also that players on both teams of that game that could not be rescheduled would not receive their game checks. The league is doing everything possible to apply the pressure on the players to get vaccinated. Now, this memo is nothing new. It was the same last year. It was collectively bargained last year. They agreed on this last year. It's just a bigger deal now because last year we didn't have vaccinations. This year we do. So the league wants to do everything possible to make sure they're going to play every game. And while they would probably be doing that anyway, they didn't miss a game last year, on the off chance that one had to be canceled and couldn't be made up in the 18-game framework of the season, they're not pushing back the playoffs to play an extra game, postponed because of COVID, they are really, really making sure the players are as responsible as possible about it. Here's Bart Scott, the man who's normally sitting in this seat right over to my right, with his thoughts this morning on KJZ.
The NFL has this thing that they've always had, and it's mandatory but voluntary, right? Where they make you feel like you have a choice, right? Hey, don't worry, we're going to have this voluntary mini camp. We're going to have these voluntary workouts. You don't have to come, but, you know, probably 85% of your teammates are going to be there, and you may fall behind. And if you fall behind, we're not going to catch you up, right? This is voluntary but mandatory, and this is going to be interesting because you're going to have some tough conversations in some locker rooms. And when you talk about losing game checks, and everybody, listen, everybody in that locker room isn't created equal. You know, if you're Mahomes, if you're Dak Prescott, that game check is a lot more, costly than, say, that undrafted free agent or that six-round draft pick coming in. So now they're ratcheting up the pressure again. And listen, this is going to be tough, and this can go either way.
Yeah, and there are going to be a lot of tough conversations. Back to the Ezekiel Elliott comment earlier, you know, you can't put a price on your health. Actually, you can. In the NFL, you absolutely can, and it's the price of your contract because you're putting your health on the line each and every time you go out and play. So for the players, like we saw with the Buffalo Bills yesterday, going back and forth on Twitter about the vaccination and who's got it and who doesn't, those infighting discussions are, I don't know that they're going to be major, but inside the particular locker rooms where you really have an issue, they're going to have to get through that. And ultimately, what's going to win out? What always wins out in these scenarios? Money. Money. And if guys aren't getting paid, you can bet they'll be lining up to get a shot. You can bet. And that's exactly what the NFL wants. Audio Files brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. We've got time to get in your calls in moments at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to discuss the NFL's decision on this COVID memo that they sent out yesterday, and also a major trade made yesterday and a smaller trade made today, too, that could have very big implications for races in the American League East and in the National League East. We tell you about them in moments. Make sure you tune in to an interleague battle Sunday. It's the Brewers hosting the White Sox, presented by Credit Karma. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. Chris Carlin for Bart and Han, right here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Trades already made, still 7 days away from the deadline. It is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for the fellas. Summer games news and notes brought to you by California Almonds, representing your country or representing your trivia team. Almonds are natural fuel for the best you. California Almonds, own your everyday. Every day. Opening ceremonies at the Olympics in Tokyo have concluded. The torch is lit. And hopefully, everything gets off here safely and securely over the next couple of weeks with all that they have been dealing with COVID-19. Meantime, let us continue on the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jeff is in Florida. He is up next on Bart and Han on ESPN Radio. Jeff, what's up?
A lot of good stuff in the sporting world. It's exciting, even though basketball season is over and hockey season over. There's baseball trades to talk about and NFL training camp to talk about. I have a couple of bones to pick with you. One, I don't think Texas or Oklahoma should end up being so excited about going to the SEC. Going 12-0 in the Big 12 is a lot easier. You're not running the gauntlet of the SEC, and they're not the big fish in the pond there anymore. Why would they want to give up that reputation? I mean, a Power 5 win, whether it's Kansas State or Iowa State, in the wonderful thing that is college football, kind of means the same thing. Power 5.
No,
Power
it doesn't.
Five.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And thanks for the call. The problem is that you can't, Jeff, say that it does mean the same thing when you're playing in the SEC against that tough competition. You can handle a couple of losses and still very much be in the mix. It's going to strengthen your overall schedule. It is up to you to build up your program to be able to compete there. But the biggest reason Texas and Oklahoma want to go there is power and money. That's pretty simple. And there's no getting around that. And you talked about the good things there with the baseball trades as well. What the Rays did yesterday in getting Nelson Cruz was absolutely fantastic. It really helped them immensely. Offensively, that guy, 19 homers, 50 RBIs, his OPS still over 900, and for his career, over a full one in the postseason. He's going to help them, and at the same time, the Mets getting Rich Hill from the Rays today is an under-the-radar terrific move. A guy that when he is on the field, he is very solid, a good left-handed starter, and this year has made all his starts, 19 starts, and a 3.87 ERA, and the Rays took on the rest of that $5 million that was owed to Nelson Cruz yesterday, and they got rid of a few bucks today by shipping Rich Hill to the Mets. I think the Mets made a great deal there by not giving up very much. Jason in Carson City, Nevada, has been very patient. Jason, you're next on Barton Hahn. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm 50 years old. I've been a lifelong Tribe fan. And, you know, I understand the need for the change. I mean, you know, it's been long overdue, in my opinion. But come on, man, the Guardians. I mean, Cleveland baseball team would be better than Guardians. I mean, the belly itchers would be better than the Guardians.
Listen, I get that. A lot of people wanted the Spiders, and understandably so. But the more important thing is that they made the move, and you'll get used to it. You'll get used to it. You may not like it, but you will get used to it. Giovanni in Brooklyn, you've got 15 seconds. Giovanni, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? Hey, I just want to say a couple of things. When it comes to the vaccination, it's getting to a point where it's getting a little ridiculous. I myself got vaccinated, not just for myself, but for my family.
I got to let you go. We didn't get to it quickly. That's why I said 15 seconds, Giovanni. Giovanni, that is. Carlin, out.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.